Have you been struggling with what to say when someone gives you an objection in a sales conversation? Hey, I'm Michelle Sism, and I want to welcome you to Entrepreneurs Take Action. Today's conversation is about two particular objections that I see a lot of my clients getting, a lot of people out in the world who are selling to individuals, selling to solopreneurs or small business owners, remembering that these guys, they're paying for whatever it is that you're selling them out of their pocket. And they go to some very normal objections that we hear all the time. The first one being the money objection. It's too expensive. I don't have the money. I didn't think it was going to cost that much. Those kind of conversations. I think that it's a very natural place for people to go. It's also kind of not always the real objection. So we want to be careful not to buy into their conversation that it's too expensive. So when someone does say that to you, that there's a conversation that you can have with them about what's called price versus cost. So I'm going to give you an exact script. I want you to write this down, and then you can take it and look at the pieces and how to work with yours. So let's say, for example, that you are a life coach and you're working in the area of relationship with parents and their children. And so you've been in a conversation with someone who has this issue and really needs the help, and they've just said to you, wow, I didn't think it was going to cost that much. Then you can say, so listen, is this a price issue or a cost issue? You know, your son's only 10, so he'll be home for what, another 20 years, right? The price of this program that's going to help you to fix your relationship with him is only $1,000. And if you break that down over 20 years, that's only $50 a year. That's less than $5 a month. Are you willing to spend $5 a month to stop all the arguing in your house? So I want you to see what I did. I took, you know, the price of the program, which was $1,000, and I broke it down to the smallest component that I possibly could. First saying how much it would be per year, right? So looking at it, a lot of times I see coaches in particular that will say, well, it's a 6-month program and it's $500 a month. But the reality is that's just the time that they're with you. That's not the amount of time for the program. The amount of time for the program is how long in your life will you be using this information. So let's say this kid stays in your house till he's 30, he's 10 now, that's another 20 years. And by the way, guys, there's a lot of kids still in their parents' house at 30, right? So you can logically say, listen, it's a $1,000 program, you've got 20 more years with him, that's less than $50 a year. And if we break that down to how much that is a month, that's less than $5 a month. Do you see when you say to someone, is it worth $5 a month to stop all the arguing in your house? How can they say no? It's price, $1,000 versus cost, okay? So that's the first objection. The second objection that I wanted to talk to you about, and I find this especially when you're selling to women, they will say, oh, this is great, but you know, I gotta check with my husband, or I gotta check with so-and-so, right? I gotta check with my significant other, whoever that is. What I find is that's usually about, you know, 90% of the time, that's coming from people who don't want to tell you no, okay? And that's a great get out of the conversation excuse. Let me talk to my husband and I'll get back to you. Let me talk to my girlfriend and I'll get back to you. Whatever that looks like. So when they do, I'll tell you what I do. I say, great, I can respect that. So, you know, if this is something that you really want to do, if this is a program that you really want to be in, then let's find a time for me to speak to the two of you. So when can we have this conversation? So let me tell you about, let's take the 10% of the people who really do want to get into the program and really do want to go talk to their significant other. The fact is, they cannot go and have that conversation and move that other person to a point of emotion to say yes to the sale. So you are the person that can have that conversation. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to call their bluff and say, great, I can respect that. So when can we speak? When can I speak to the two of you? Okay? All right. I know now that whenever those objections come up, you're not going to freeze and go, okay, yeah, I get it. We'll talk later. Now you have a conversation to have with them. And let me throw in one more thing. When you overcome an objection, so somebody gives you the money objection, you get them to say, yeah, I can see how that's not too expensive. then there's a statement that I love, which is, so without, beyond that objection, what else could stop you from saying yes? And just let them speak to you about what's going on for them. You know, many moons ago, I was a Mary Kay sales director. And one of the things, I learned a lot in that company about sales. And one of the things that they would teach us all the time was that the first objection and the second objection are not the real problems. It's not till they give you a third answer that you really find out what's going on for them. So don't just stop at the no. Don't let them go at the first no. Keep going. All right, this is Michelle Sism. And, you know, I'm glad you were here for Entrepreneurs Take Action. For tons more information, visit our website at decisiveminds.com. And I will see you there. Bye-bye.